KXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Iran is now saying that the U.S. decided to destroy diplomacy when it attacked three nuclear sites this weekend. Tehran's permanent representative to the United Nations, Amir Sayed Iravani, addresses an emergency meeting at the Security Council moments ago.
The timing, nature, and the scale of Iran's proportionate response will be decided.
But he says he does not know when or how. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities by the United States marks a perilous turn in a region that is already reeling.
The bombers that pulled off the strikes are back home in Missouri. Our Ian Lee is at that Air Force base.
This is the base that they would take off from, they would carry out their operations from. They can go to other bases and operate out of other places around the world, but Whiteman Air Force Base is the home of the B-2 stealth bomber.
President Trump told some Republicans about the Iran strike beforehand, but apparently not most Democrats. CBS's Willie James Inman.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans mostly welcomed President Trump's decision, while some Democrats said the commander-in-chief should have consulted Congress first.
I'm always open to new intelligence, but the procedure should have been that Congress was briefed before we decided to enter war, and that we actually had a vote on it.
With Israel and Iran in their second week of battle, the IDF's chief of staff said the campaign is ongoing, adding that the Jewish state has targets to strike and objectives to complete.
It's hot out there and it's getting hotter. Most of the northeastern quadrant of the country, from Minnesota to Maine, is under some type of heat advisory. In Chicago,
It's hot. What do you mean? I think about it.
It's definitely hot out. Definitely got to be by the water and stay hydrated.
Investigators are looking for a motive behind a gunman's rampage at a Michigan church.
It happened just outside Detroit in Wayne, Michigan. Witnesses say a man drove his truck into the church area and then
they have an active shooter situation in the parking lot. Male is continuously shooting.
That audio courtesy of Broadcastify. The church's pastor tells the Detroit News a church member ran over the gunman with his truck. A security guard shot and killed him after he had been shot in the leg. Police say the gunman was a white man, 31 years old. Now they're looking for a motive. The FBI is among agencies investigating. Peter King, CBS News.
To Fort Lauderdale. Celebrations all around for the Florida Panthers after their Stanley Cup win. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. My name is Jane, and I'd love to get into this double dip with the People Brothers Band, who just won the Artist of the Year at the MAMA Awards. We're going to be listening to a lot of other MAMA Awards winners. We're going to have some stuff from Atwood Fest, too. But first things first, the People Brothers Band.
Take a seat. slow and get to the point. There are no rules except you annoy me, the messenger. See, I can teach you things that you never knew, but don't worry, babe, you can teach me too. I'm the messenger. Home and make love to your baby all night long. I'm the messenger. I show you how it feels to be treated like royalty. This is for real. I'm the messenger. Now forgive the stairs and we'll just ride. Loving on you forever. We got nothing but time. I'm the messenger. Don't like this, now stop hesitating. Come give me a kiss, I'm the messenger.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
This may be the only way. The world barely coasts and the facts it remains. We do all kinds of talking, but ain't trying to change. Think it's time to wise up, take a step in the right direction. Try and imagine a world where the music we hear had never fallen on blind eyes, we lips or deaf ears. If never a song was a song due to lack of communication. What if all of the instruments took to their own? Forget about lyrics, they don't get along. It's one for one, not for all. I can hardly stand the thought at all. At all.
You gotta live your life like a song.
Keep some love for yourself and just pass it along. Tell me what could be better. We're all in it together. Take the key from the music you feel in your heart. We got some work to do, but this is your good start. I'm a fiddle with this world be such beautiful harmony.
the laugh of a child, a stone drawing near, but it's a song that can take me back and keeps my soul feeding. And I just don't know where I would be without music today, or the love once forbid on my mom and daddy. Just love in my heart and share it with the world. The world.
You gotta live your life like a song.
Keep some love for yourself and just pass it along. Tell me what could be better. Just listen as my heart beats to the drum beats. When the bass kicks in, bring those keys again. Feel the guitars play as you drift away. Hear the sax cry, tears fill my eyes, feel the tingling when those voices say,
come on people,
it's time for change,
leave your hearts in the right away,
come together and
get along.
Join in the chorus and sing side by side. How much better would this world be? Such beautiful harmony if you live your life like a song.
Live like a song. That is the People Brothers Band. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I am here with a whole bunch of people tonight.
Girls.
Terry Barr. She is here.
Girls rule the world. Who rules the world? Girls do.
Girls are ruling the world this week. And Jane over there in the control booth. And Chloe Louise, she's in here.
Yay!
With us today, and we have plenty of really good
stuff
coming up.
Oh, and what
about me? And I introduced you first, Terry
Barr.
Oh,
whoopsie. I was so into the girls rule the world. I missed it. Sorry about that. Sorry, everybody.
The girls were ruling the world. Oh, boy. We're in for a show tonight.
Well, yes,
People Brothers Band were one huge in the Mamas last
goodness.
Sunday. We were there. Terry, you were the host.
Mm-hmm.
What did they win?
It was wonderful to see them win the overall artist of the year. This is the big one, the one that is held for the very last announcement. And there were two of the members of the band were able to be there because they had a festival all weekend out in the Driftless area. I could not even believe that somebody was there, but I'm glad they were. And then so many of us went over to the Green Room.
Oh boy, that was fun.
Post show, that was super fun. If you haven't been, check it out. It is on Madison's East Side, and it's just a cozy, wonderful spot.
It's the former One Barrel.
It is.
The One Barrel, and John, who's married to Teresa in the People Brothers band, is the owner there.
Well, and
the bartender.
And John is just such a nice guy, too.
It was so fun.
Well, I asked him if Teresa knew they had won this big award.
Yeah.
And she had called him because somebody called her. And John said she was crying her eyes out. She was crying so hard because it was the award that has eluded them for years and years. They've won tons of Mama Awards and Whammies as well, Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. But this was the one she felt put that cherry on the top.
Isn't that fun to win an award like that?
I mean, it is.
That was really good. The Jimmys won that last year.
Yeah.
And I think that put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Once
so
you
too
win
bad.
Five awards, you're in the Hall of Fame.
You are out. You cannot win that anymore. Well, yeah, but then you're in the Hall of Fame, so we get to see your name of your band or your song or whatever the case may be.
You know, I got nominated for a Mama last year.
You did.
But I didn't make it past the first round of voting.
What were you nominated for?
Like on-air personality, I think.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, yeah. Well,
whoopsie, I won.
I was going to say, Terry's like beat me like every year at the on-air personality.
I've won three of the last four.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm always up against, it ends up being you, Rocker. But you know what's funny? Rocker won the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Personality.
I got a first statewide.
Oh, he kicked my butt right out of that category. So I think together we feel like we're pretty okay.
And Max Inc. Radio.
Yes.
Max Inc. Radio. Won Radio Station of the Year.
I know.
I was just, you know, amazed by that.
Makes you very
and
proud.
And as a little side kicker, Atwood Fest won Best Festival of the Year.
Yeah.
Best
Hell Music Festival. 2 years in a row now.
That's 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's a repeat. So we're looking at a three-peat. We're the GOAT.
I would say.
Atwood Fest is the GOAT.
Yes, you are. Speaking of Atwood Fest.
Yeah, we have kind of a theme going on.
We
got the Mamas, and we've got Atwood Fest that's coming up July 26th and 27th. You can get the entire schedule at atwoodfest.com. The FAQ, there's all kinds of good information. The vendors, you can see who's going to be selling there this year.
Oh, good.
And right now. Let's check out some of the bands that are going to be at Atwood Fest. This is one I haven't played too much. This is Parker Barrow. Do you remember Parker Barrow from last year?
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I've been tracking their shows and their songs on YouTube.
Yeah.
They just keep getting better and better.
Absolutely
incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They're based in Nashville, I believe, but they're from Birmingham, Alabama.
And they bring that sassy Southern attitude.
Oh, I think they're really, really good. We're bringing them to the Clyde Stubblefield stage on Sunday, July 27th in the afternoon. Make sure to check them out. This is Parker Barrow. Make it. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm
left that matters anyway. Try me, try me, try me on the side. Rumble. Time can be so hard to figure when the picture's getting bigger every day. Life can be so ordinary, waiting for the wind to carry us.
Mr. Blotto, that is Try Me. Mr. Blotto is coming to Atwood Fest. Did you know that, Terry?
No, now that one I missed.
Yeah, I missed that one too.
Ooh.
Mr. Blotto is coming to Atwood Fest.
Two
they're
for
be,
two.
They're going to be headlining the Luther Allison stage.
Okay.
And they're from Chicago.
I like the sound.
Yeah, I was just in Chicago, actually.
Oh, really?
Seeing some family, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Mr. Blotto's, they've been around for more than 3 decades.
Are you kidding?
No, they've been around a long time. They're a great, you know, Midwest regional band. They don't play a ton in Madison, so it's really fun to bring them up here. And they played Atwood Fest before, and they've really commanded a great crowd. And this time, we put them kind of opposite of VO5.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So that, you know, we can kind of...
That's a bold move.
You know...
Very bold.
Right, you're going to, you know... Well, one of the things I love to do booking Atwood Fest is just make it just a miserable choice for you as far as which stage you're going to go to.
I'd say you do very
if
well.
If you go to one stage, somewhere you're going to miss a great band on the other stage. That's just the way it's going to be, right?
Right.
And that's one of the beauties of Atwood Fest. There is so much happening in Atwood Fest this year. I think it's a great schedule, but you know, just that Saturday on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Rare Element, the big payback, Josh Hoyer in Soul Colossal, and remember, he was a voice finalist.
Yes, he was. Amazing. I did an interview with him the last time he played Atwood Fest. That's wonderful guy.
Oh, he's from Nebraska.
Yes, Lincoln, he is. Right? Yeah.
And Fat Function.
Now, that is a lineup.
That is a
lineup for the ages.
And then, just bring your lawn chair and just sit there because it's like that. That is just some symmetry of music.
And then VO5. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was trying to remember who was I running into, but they said that they had their friends had an apartment right there by the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
Yeah.
And they were just hanging out on the porch on like the sixth floor of that building. They're able to watch the show, and I love being on stage and looking up to those balconies, and you can just see people like hanging out up there. Of course, the throngs of people in front of the stage, but it is just it's such a fun venue, and it's so great that we won the MAMA this year for kind of the venue, the area.
Yeah. Well, you really changed it up in the last couple of years, moving the big stage over, much more room for people, and that whole area just fills up. It's so much fun. It really is my favorite festival.
And the street, and you know, this year, right now, if you go to the website, atwoodfest.com, you can see the schedule. Mm-hmm. You can see the facts. You know, make sure not to bring your dog. It's going to be hot on the streets. Yeah. And
the weather's often like, right now.
Yeah.
It Sometimes is often.
Well, let's get to some more music here on Max Inc. Radio. This is Julian Primo, Rise Up Lazarus, and they are going to be playing again at Woodfest this year.
Nice.
He's from New Orleans. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com. Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Got a new puppy? Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Ubiquity. That is Take Back the Sun. My name is Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and I am here with Jane and Chloe and Terry
Barr. Hello.
We are having a great time. Right now in the studio with us is Take Back the Sun. Take Back the Sun is a rock band from Fort Atkinson in Janesville, and they were founded in 2019. Take Back the Sun found themselves on hiatus during the pandemic, but they resurfaced in 2021. They released their debut album, Sedamore, earlier this year, recently performing at Bratfest, the Mama Awards ceremony, and an upcoming performance that includes Summerfest, as they are finalists in Rock Onsen, the statewide high school garage band contest. Take Back the Sun's Ivan McIntyre and Hunter Hemingway are in the studio with us tonight. Ivan, Hunter, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Woo! Yo, hey, thanks for having us.
Wow, you know, Rock Onsen, it's a high school band contest. And I'm wondering, if you guys are a high school band, we just had graduations. How many people in your band have graduated, and who's still behind right now?
All of us are juniors.
We're going into seniors.
Yeah, we're seniors now.
You're going to be seniors. Yeah, we're gonna be seniors. So the whole band is going to be up for Rock Onsen next year.
Yeah.
Wow. So you could keep still doing eligible. Rock Onsen, right? Both of you? I think, or the whole band together?
The whole band, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome, cool. You guys.
I think next year would be last year.
Yeah.
Juniors and now seniors. That's pretty cool. You guys are really getting going here early on.
Yes. Yeah.
That's great.
Absolutely. How does that feel to know? And I'm going to use the example of the Madison Area Music Association Awards show where you just played in the middle of a bunch of other bands that have been, you know, playing around for years. And here you guys come and you jam. How did that feel?
Feels pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of things that I want to do and things that I'm going to do. And I feel like this is just like the start.
Musically, you mean?
Yeah.
In a musical career, if you were?
Yeah.
Hunter, I know I can't quite see you. We have Hunter in one studio and then we've got Ivan in the other studio. There he is. I see his face. What about you? I mean, do you have goals for where you would like to see your music and maybe even this band together go?
Well, the thing when it comes to me is that I'm not going to stay in the band after senior year. My plan, my plan is to join the Army and make a career out of that. I want to keep up with the band, see where it goes. And I do want to see it get big if that's an opportunity.
Wow. Okay. So that's an amazing announcement from from him to say, obviously he loves you guys as members of the band and he wants to continue to support. Yeah. That's wow.
And now, Ivan, well, tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
How did you get into music? Where did you get your start?
Tool. I love Tool. There's not really that much to it.
It's a one word answer.
I mean, how did you get into music? Like, did your parents say, piano lessons, that's it, you're in. Like, how did you started playing your instrument?
When I was like 7, my dad showed me Tool, the band Tool. I don't know what song it was. I think it was like Vicarious.
Uh-huh.
But that's when I really got into music. And I asked if I could play guitar. And I think I started playing at like 8 or 9.
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember when. I wasn't good until like, I don't know. So, I wasn't good for a while. I had guitar, but I didn't really play it.
Did you take lessons or did you just kind of learn your own?
I played lessons, but I wasn't really good for like 2 or 3 years. Like I didn't get anywhere.
It's going to take a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes a little work. Hunter, how did you get started in music?
I was always surrounded by music. Mostly it was in the car because I was listening to the radio. It was either going to be some country stuff if I was with my mom or it was classic rock when I was with my grandpa and the classic rock so was with me. And that's kind of where it started. And I actually started getting interested in it when I saw Ivan was playing guitar because that was already on my mind by then. And then I started playing probably when I was 10 or 11. Yeah, so not too long after he started.
Yeah, you started like a year after me. We started like around the same time.
So you guys kind of have come up together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us about that. How did you find each other and build what you now have together. Where did it all start?
We met in kindergarten. First day.
Wow!
We're like best friends since kindergarten.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, you gosh. I'm loving this story more and more.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Okay,
wow.
But then how did you become a band? What did it take to get to that point where you were like, I want to play music with this guy?
Well, I signed up for like a band, rock band camp for Napton Music Notes. Shout out to them.
That's Janesville. In Janesville, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that was the last year that they did it when we did it. But I didn't know Hunter signed up, but I signed up for it. And it was like a, I think it was like a 2 month, maybe like month thing where they put you with people and you make a band and then you play like two shows or three, I think it was three shows. But that's when we met our drummer, Luke. And I think we were called Distorted.
Yeah, Distorted.
But after the band camp, it didn't really go anywhere. But after that, we took some kids from our school. We asked around, and then we started what is pretty much Take Back the Sun now, except we didn't have our drummer in it. And I think we were the Good Impression, but that was like right before the pandemic, like I think January of 2020.
Ooh,
now, you guys
time.
Are from Fort Atkinson, and you would travel to Janesville to for this rock camp?
Yeah.
And then since you guys are kind of younger, how do you guys kind of broach that distance between some people living in Janesville, some people living in Fort Atkinson?
Well, we used to practice in Janesville in like this... What would you call it, Hunter?
It was almost, it almost reminded me of like some sort of, I actually don't know. It's just an old, like almost warehouse, would you say?
Oh. Yeah.
Except it's not really a warehouse. It just has a bunch of sub rooms inside of it.
So you're a sub room warehouse band, not a garage band.
Yeah, right? Just about, pretty much.
Yeah.
Kind of jumped around the spots that we practiced because it used to be an old travel agency that shut down, and then Napton was using it as a storage space, and then it moved to that old warehouse-esque spot.
Oh, that's funny.
It was like the train station, or like the...
Yeah, it was by a train crossing.
Yeah.
Fun.
But then we just practiced in my house now.
Yeah. Oh, and how did the parents like that? Yeah. They like it.
Probably easier for them.
I mean, probably, yeah.
Not driving probably. Everybody everywhere. That
doesn't
for
matter
sure.
for me because I drive myself everywhere. But yeah. It's easier for me
no
that
kidding.
Way.
Oh man, you guys. Okay, so you are finalists now for Rockonson's 2025 statewide rock band competition.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Is this your second year? And then if you do it again, it could be your third year? Is this just your first year?
This is our first
year. Okay. Well, congratulations. I mean, this is huge. It starts with tons of bands from all across the state. And then to make it to the finals to be able to play at Summerfest. What are you looking forward to?
I remember I wanted to do this in like 2019.
Oh, my God.
Like, I remember that was like a goal of mine I wanted to do.
So you're going to meet your goal this year.
Yeah.
Like next Friday afternoon.
Yeah, back when we did the band camp in like fifth grade, I was like, dang, this is cool.
Playing Summerfest. Well, how exciting is that? This is your first time playing Summerfest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are going to love the band shuttles. They get you in a band and drive you to your stage in the shuttle.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
It's air conditioning, and you're watching everybody walk around sweating their butts off. And then they're trying to look in there like, oh, is that the huge band playing at the, you know, American Family stage? So I think you're going to have fun. Now, you just played Broadfest. How was playing Broadfest? Did you have a good time?
Really, it was really fun.
We
played there last year, too.
Oh, nice. Nice.
We got three brats.
How does it feel, though, for you guys? And Ivan, I'm going to ask you, too, and Hunter, how does it feel when you're on these stages? I mean... One of you said to me earlier, I think it was Ivan said, we play all kinds of shows, big shows, little shows. But what does that feel like when you get on some of these bigger stages?
It's a really good feeling. I like the bigger shows because I feel like I can emote more.
Yeah.
And there's more of like a crowd and I feel like I get in tune with the crowd.
Hunter, what about you?
I'm about in the same boat with him. You know, usually bigger stages means bigger crowds you like to get moving a bit more.
Mm-hmm. More fun.
Yeah.
Well, recently, Take Back the Sun released your debut album, Cedamore. Mm-hmm. Where was that recorded at?
Cedamore. Yeah. Cedamore. I recorded that in my house.
What? Oh, your basement studio kind of thing?
Yeah.
Wow. My Mac recorded.
Wow, nice. So what's new on the horizon for you guys?
Yeah, tell us more.
We got like a lot of new music. Like I make so many demos, but the problem is like we don't, because of all the shows we're doing, we don't really have time to like integrate them into our set. So right now I have like 5 songs with lyrics that I'm like trying to teach to the band. Because for the most part, I write the songs and then I show them to the band. Sometimes we like there's a riff that someone will play. Like, oh, I like that. Let's do a jammer. Sometimes it's a lot more spontaneous like that.
Yeah, it happened today.
Yeah, yeah. We made a riff today. I'm making it. I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna make another demo.
He already has like half of the demo done. He showed it to me on the car ride here, and he's just got to refine it when he gets home today.
Prolific.
Yeah. That is so amazing. Yeah. I feel like really proud of you guys.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank
and I've you. Seen you in action on a decent sized stage in front of a great crowd that really was digging your music.
Yeah, it was a nice crowd.
Yeah, it really was. Okay, so you've got some upcoming shows. The Star Spangled Saturday in Janesville, that's June 28th. Fort Atkinson Summer Charity Concert Series, July 30th. And the Fort Atkinson Community Picnic, August 2nd. And you're going to be playing all kinds of different community events. And, of course, we've mentioned Summerfest, which you're playing next Friday.
June 27th.
Yep, at, I believe we said, 1:45?
Yep.
Why should people come see you? What would you hope they get from you guys?
Oh, it's a really nice experience. You get to hear our music. And, well, if you like music, then I guess I don't know what to say.
Well, where can we see all your events online? How can we follow you guys?
TakeBackTheSun.com.
Nice. I love it.
That's easy.
Ivan, Hunter, thank you so much for taking the time to come in the studio tonight. We really appreciate it. Yeah. Let's listen to...
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for getting us in here.
You guys are great.
Our
Keep
pleasure.
It up. Keep it up.
Well, let's listen to one more song from your debut album, Cedamore. This song is called With You. Tell us about the song before we listen.
It's about falling in love.
Ooh. That's deep.
Just another silly love song? All right.
I just want to say that this was one of those songs where we just made a riff in practice and we created it off of that. We actually made this during a practice.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
We wrote it in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this song now.
Playing at Summerfest, June 27th. It's Take Back the Sun. This is one of their new songs with you. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today I have a newfound worth. The sun seems brighter. I spent so long searching the earth, but now it seems brighter. I've been in an endless cycle of pain. My head's hung down in the rain. When I thought I had nothing to gain, I fell in love again with you. I have a purpose, your voice relieves me, you complete me.
That was Take Back the Sun, wasn't it?
That was With You.
With
that
You,
was,
yeah.
That was one of their new songs. And I'm Rocker, here with Gene.
Hello.
Right there. And Terry Barr.
Hi. Hi.
Welcome back from your vacation.
Oh, thanks.
Wow, you had a heck of a vacation.
You know
were, like,
what?
In Europe. You were in, in Amsterdam. You were in Iceland.
Yes, one of your favorite places.
Oh, that is one of my favorite places
it
in the world.
It was astounding. You know, it really, the beauty of the fjords. I didn't get it until I saw it.
Yeah.
You know, the fjords created by glaciers. And we still did see one active glacier.
Wow.
There are hardly any left anywhere because of climate change. But
and
it
you
was
took a
incredible.
Boat. You were on a boat.
We were
a
on a
cruise.
Big ship. Yeah, wow. It was 18-story ship.
Wow.
That's like a hotel on the water. And I would always say I am never going on a ship that big. And it was fun. I'm glad I did it. I don't know if I would do it that size again.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that you're then fighting with to get to dinner or the pool or, you know, whatever the case may be. But we also met a ton of wonderful people. And the entertainment, the music was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of incredible music, Atwood Fest is coming.
I was just about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I know it.
July 26th and 27th. And one of the people playing there, one of the bands, she used to be just a legend here in the Madison music scene. She moved away to Kansas City to be a professor in chemistry. But she's coming back here to Wisconsin for Atwood Fest.
I can't wait to see
July 26th and 27th. Go to atwoodfest.com to find the full schedule. This is Kelsey Miles.
Yeah.
Fool. Woo-hoo. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper.
We are likely at the most heightened threat level that we've been
in decades.
CBS's Sam Vinograd says a bulletin from the National Terrorism Advisory System warns of a heightened threat environment in the United States following the U.S. strikes on Iran yesterday. In the U.S., Rebecca Weiner is a New York City counterterrorism official.
With an actor like Iran, it really is about intel, working with partners, monitoring tips and leads. So that is our standard operating procedure as it relates to Iran whenever there is a major incident that increases the threat.
The State Department has doubled the number of emergency evacuation flights for Americans who want to leave Israel. And now diplomat workers are being told to leave countries in close proximity to Iran. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
The State Department ordered the departure of non-essential diplomatic personnel.